For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking all of this week on the treasures and dangers of memory. The treasures and dangers of memory. The Bible tells us many times that we are commanded to remember. Deuteronomy 8 is a good chapter to start with. Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. That's Moses reviewing the history of Israel for the people so that they can remember and ponder and give thanks for all the way that the Lord led them through that wilderness. I have a lovely letter from one of our listeners. She says, I quit work after remarrying, and I will never forget the day that I walked out of work scared to death to have to depend on this man, my husband, for finances. For the first time in years, I would not be earning my own way. How was I to learn to depend on a man and learn to trust God experientially in my life in a daily situation? Let me say, I learned to pray and fast. I have learned that God is as interested in the little things as well as the big. My praise and worship time was increased and has quality. My prayer life has grown. I could go on and on. This is the one thing that I know. God has been there. I have more today than I ever dreamed. Everything is sweeter, quieter, and the life-changing character traits are slowly being interwoven. The contentment I find knows no boundaries. And then I love this phrase that she adds, His blessings chase me down. His blessings chase me down. I just wanted to share. Let me go on to read from Deuteronomy. This is chapter 8, verse 10. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of a hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end, it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember, the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers, as it is today. If you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. The matter of obedience that chapter is referring to is remembering. Do not forget. Do not forget to thank God. Do not forget to praise Him for all the things that He has done. As I was preparing today's talk, I was remembering the way in which my God had led me. Such a faithful shepherd. He's never broken a promise. He's been there through the deepest waters, the hottest fires, and the darkest valleys. My memory holds many treasures. And, you know, I think back on how much I worried when I was young, when I was a student, when I was looking forward with great ambition and joy to the possibility of being a foreign missionary. I worried so much that I would miss the way, worried that I wouldn't really be able to follow the shepherd, worried that I would make terrible mistakes. I was so afraid. I think the thing that I feared the most was that I would not accomplish the will of God. But you know, not once did those fears or worries accomplish one single positive thing. As Jesus pointed out in the New Testament, He says you can't add an inch to your height or even an hour to your life by worrying. Let me ask you today, can you remember what you were worrying about last Tuesday? Did it do any good to worry? Did your worst fears materialize? Well, maybe they did. And if they did, how much good had it done you to spend that time worrying? Remember that your life is beautifully planned by a loving Father who loves us with what kind of a love? An everlasting love, and whose strong arms constantly bear us up, enclose us with mercy and grace. One of my favorite hymns was written by Annie, our cousin, but she had taken the last words of Samuel Rutherford, that great Scottish preacher of several centuries ago, and she had woven his words into 19 stanzas of a beautiful hymn which is usually called The Sands of Time Are Sinking. This is one of the stanzas. With mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove, and always the dews of sorrow were lustered with his love. I love those words, and I think of the worst things, the terrible things that happened in my life, and remember that with mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove. God was in charge. God never makes a mistake. And he allowed those things for his own good, righteous, and loving purposes. And it is my testimony, too, as it was Samuel Rutherford's, that always the dews of sorrow, D-E-W-S, you know, that's the kind of dew that falls during the night, the dews of sorrow were lustered or made to shine with his love. How I thank him for his faithfulness. I'm sure many of you know that beautiful hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Have you thought about the fact that the four seasons demonstrate the faithfulness of God? Do you look at the sun, the moon, and the stars and realize that they, with all nature, bear manifold witness to His great faithfulness, mercy, and love? May I encourage you today to think back on memories, different memories, the good ones and the bad ones. I especially want to encourage you children who are listening. And I don't forget that there are many children who listen to my program. Many of them are homeschooling children, so they're able to listen at all sorts of odd times when other children might be in school. You're not very old, but you have some wonderful memories, don't you? And then you have some sad ones. Why don't you talk about them a little bit? Do you see treasures in all of them? I hope you do. I hope you're able also to say what Samuel Rutherford said. God is weaving your life, your web of time, as he calls it, thinking of a spider web, with mercy and with judgment. Always, of course, with love. Because remember, you are loved with an everlasting love. And underneath, you know what's there, don't you? Yes, the everlasting arms. The treasures, and later on we're going to talk about the dangers of memory.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.